On Thursday's front page, Greece stepped back from the brink. Parliament approved an austerity plan needed to avoid default. President Obama said Republicans and Democrats have to come to terms on tax increases and spending cuts in the debt reduction talks. And do you think a slowdown in the U.S. or China could set off a global economic meltdown? We'll look at funds that promise to insulate investors against events that are so unlikely, they're almost unthinkable. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says lawmakers in Greece approved an austerity plan. They voted to reduce government spending and sell off a number of national assets, and for now, avoid default on the debt. Investors cheered the vote, but in Athens, the mood was dark. Protesters angry over tax increases battled riot police. Times correspondent Rachel Donadio was on the street not far from Parliament when she filed this report.
Everything came down to a very narrow vote. The socialists were able to pass these unpopular measures. The measures will impose tax hikes and wage cuts on the Greek people as part of a package that the European Union, European Central Bank, and International Monetary Fund, Greece's foreign lenders, have made the country do in order to get an emergency loan that will help keep the country from defaulting immediately.
Times correspondent Rachel Donadio. Some protesters said they're worried the changes will drive the Greek economy into a deeper slump. Some financial analysts aren't so sure, but they do say the changes will be difficult to put into effect. Also on Thursday's front page, President Obama scolded GOP leaders for not acting sooner on the debt ceiling in this country. The president told a White House news conference a debt reduction plan has to include more taxes for wealthy people.
You can't reduce the deficit to the levels that it needs to be reduced without having some revenue in the mix. And the revenue we're talking about isn't coming out of the pockets of middle-class families that are struggling. It's coming out of folks who are doing extraordinarily well and are enjoying the lowest tax rates since before I was born.
He said negotiations with congressional leaders should be moving faster. He also said a plan must be in place by August 2nd. But House Speaker John Boehner said a bill to raise the debt ceiling and raise taxes won't pass in the House. The attack on the hotel in Kabul has shaken public confidence in Afghan security forces. One witness says he saw police officers running away as the attackers opened fire around the pool. NATO officials took a more upbeat view of how the Afghan police handled the situation, saying they fought well once all their forces were on the scene. This week is supposed to be the beginning of the transition to Afghan control as U.S. troops begin withdrawing. Thursday's Times looks at Connecticut's fiscal headaches. Times reporter Peter Applebaum says the problems didn't happen overnight. Nationally, Connecticut has finished last in job creation for 20 years now. It's also last or close to last in funding pension obligations, and it's near the top in debt per capita. Last week, a wage freeze deal with state employees' unions fell apart. Now Moody's has lowered its outlook for the state's bond rating from stable to negative. Investment professionals have a new pitch. It's not the sky is falling, it's the sky could soon be falling. The European debt crisis has investors looking for ways to keep their portfolios from getting wiped out. So-called black swan funds promise to protect portfolios against events that are so unlikely, they're almost unthinkable. Reporter Azam Ahmed says investors lose money on black swan funds during normal times, but they stand to gain if catastrophe strikes. A court case in Seattle is challenging the outcome of the 2008 Gay Softball World Series. A protest committee ruled some of the players were not gay. The rules have been changed, but sports leagues are watching what the courts say about the question at the heart of this dispute. That is, how should a sports group determine what qualifies as gay? The latest New York Times CBS News poll says homeownership still figures in the American dream, but people aren't sure a home is a good investment anymore. 45% said the government should be doing more to improve the housing market. Slightly more than half said the government should even give direct financial assistance to people who are having trouble paying their mortgages. Only 36% approved of what President Obama has done on housing so far. Inside Thursday's Times, federal investigators say a coal mine owner misled government inspectors. Massey Energy kept reports on hazardous conditions out of official records. An explosion at one of its West Virginia mines killed 29 people last year. The Mine Safety and Health Administration says Massey actually kept two sets of safety records. Managers listed safety problems and efforts to fix them in the one they didn't show inspectors. The Syrian military has largely withdrawn from one of the country's largest cities. The military's move out of Hama surprised activists and diplomats. They're not sure whether it's a strategic move or a sign of weakness, but residents are celebrating. They consider the departure a victory after some of the bloodiest clashes in the three-month uprising. Independence for Scotland seems to be edging ahead. The nationalists now control Parliament after 4 years in charge of a coalition government. But that puts them in a difficult spot. Nationalist leader Alex Salmond has promised to hold a referendum on independence. But polls show a majority of Scots oppose it. A no vote would be a big setback for the nationalists. Planes get delayed for all kinds of reasons. On Thursday at Kennedy Airport here in New York, it was turtles. More than 100 diamondback turtles crawled onto runway 4L. They were looking for a beach where they could lay their eggs. It took a while, but wildlife specialists moved them out of harm's way. The average flight delay was about 30 minutes. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.